Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right, we got to cut through this like Scataboo. Cut through the Eagles' defense last night. Time for picks. Vinny, Haney, Nolan McGraw featured on Friday. It's Cord. Nolan, let's get this party started, man.
All right, let's start in college football here. Ohio State taking on Illinois. Ohio State hefty favorites here as the road team. 14.5 is the spread. It's tough for me to pick against that, as boring as it may be, but I'll go Buckeyes.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Buckeyes, too. Illinois had a big comeback last week and beat SC at home. They'll be better at home. If it was at Ohio State, I think it's a blowout, kind of like the Indiana game, but I think this will be closer.
Buckeyes.
All right, how about Alabama traveling to take on Missouri? Alabama, another road favorite here. 2.5 is the spread. Tricky one for me, but I'll go boring again. I'll go with the favorite team. I'll go Bama.
Yeah, Bama's playing good right now. So I'm going to stick. You know, and they pummeled Vandy last week, too, and then they beat Georgia the week before. So you know what they're saying at Penn State, Bob? Because the kid that left the Penn State from the portal, the younger kid, he's the starting quarterback at Missouri. So they kept the wrong guy.
Wow. Well, speaking of Missouri, I know Simpson's playing out of his mind right now for Alabama. I'm going with the Tigers. I mean, I'm already in last place. What do I have to do? Where can I go? Farther down.
You're back by 12, so okay, a lot of work to do.
I'm the Guardians.
Take a game a week.
Guardians catching the Tigers.
One game a week. All right, here we go. Nebraska traveling to come here play Maryland. 6.5 is the spread in favor of the Cornhuskers in this one. Not much respect for the Terps, even though they are playing a better brand of football. And I'm going to do it. I'm picking Maryland. I mean, I picked them in the cupcake games earlier, but in a real game for the first time, I'm picking Maryland.
You know what? I was going to pick Maryland until Keith was talking about this is the best secondary they're going to play, and then the Terps can't run the ball. That's a bad look. So I'll take the Huskers.
Keith Cavanaugh, he's always wrong. I'm going Maryland.
That propaganda. He's on the Nebraska payroll.
That's right. How dare it. He's already pipping rule for the Penn State job.
All right. How about a home favorite here for a change of pace? Indiana traveling to take on Oregon. Oregon, one of the best teams in the country. They're favored by 7.5. Quack, quack. We'll go with the Ducks.
Me too.
Same here.
Oklahoma and Texas, Red River rivalry. Line here, we'll see if Mateer plays. I think he's in line to play.
Yeah, it looks that way.
But the spread actually favors Texas ever so slightly, 1.5 as the home team. I'm going to go Oklahoma, though. I mean, they're just way more solid, way less of a mystery.
Yeah, and I don't think Arch Manning hasn't played good in a big game. So I'm with you. And Mateer hadn't played in 3 weeks, you know. I'll take Oklahoma.
Yeah, I was taking Oklahoma even if he didn't play. Arch Manning hasn't played well against anybody, quite frankly. Let's go Boomer Sooner, baby.
Florida and Texas A&M. A&M favored by 7.5. I don't really trust Florida at all. I'll go A&M.
Yeah, Florida had the big win.
Against Texas.
Yeah, but I'll go A&M because it's at home.
Yeah, I'm going Texas A&M.
And lastly, here in college, Michigan and USC, the Trojans favored by 2.5.
I'm going to take the Trojans at home.
All right, I'm going to get funky. I'll go Michigan here. Road upset.
Hey, this would what a traditional Rose Bowl matchup.
Yep.
Now they're in the same conference, which goes to show you that the world's off its axis here. But I'm taking the Trojans.
All right, over to the NFL. We got our, what is this, London game to kick off, 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. Denver and the Jets. Denver favored by 6.5. No surprises there. Can the Jets get their first win? I say no.
I say no, too. That defense is too strong.
Let's go Bo Nix and the Broncos.
All right, how about Cowboys and Panthers here? A pair of two-win teams. Dallas favored by 3.5 on the road, but I'm going to go with Carolina to get this one done.
See, Carolina plays good at home. They're 2-0 at home, but Dak is hotter than hot can be right now, so I'm taking Dallas.
Sorry, Rashawn, I'm taking the Cowboys, which means they're going to lose.
Cardinals traveling to take on the Colts. The Colts favored by 7.5, the number one seed in the AFC as it stands right now. I'll go with the horseshoe.
Kyler Murray hadn't even practiced yet this week. I'll take Indy.
Yeah, I'm going to Indy as well. My buddy Joe Griffith, rest in peace. Big Colts fan, even when they left Baltimore for some reason.
Seahawks and Jags, here's a good game. And let's see, spread actually favors the road team Seahawks by 1.5. No respect for the Jags after that big win, but I actually think this is a letdown spot. I'm going Seattle.
I think it's momentum for Jacksonville. I think they keep stacking. I'll take Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm going Rodney Dangerfield and the Jags getting 1.5 at home.
Chargers and Dolphins. Chargers the road team, but still favored by 3.5. I think they bounce back here. Much better performance against the Dolphins.
Yeah, even though they have no line and no running backs, you know, I'll take the Chargers.
Well, I said I'm never picking Miami again, right?
Yeah.
No running backs, no offensive line?
No.
I'm going Chargers.
Oh, you know you want to.
I know. I really do. But now Miami will find a way to screw it up. So I'm going to go.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I'm going my Chargers.
Well, you can pick the Dolphins when they play the Ravens in a couple weeks.
Well, that might be a no-brainer at that point.
How about AFC North showdown here? Browns traveling to take on the Steelers. Pittsburgh favored by 6.5 at home. But I'm going gutsy here. I think Cleveland gets it done. Ooh. Superb defensive performance here. They'll get after Rodgers, make him uncomfortable. It'll be ugly, 13-10 type of game, but they'll get it done.
Cleveland's defense plays much better at home. They don't play a full four quarters on the road. They haven't yet. And Pittsburgh's, you know, had the bye, well-rested. I'm taking Pittsburgh.
I'm going Cleveland. I think Judkins is going to run, and I think Gabriel's going to make a couple of plays, and who knows if we'll see Shador, the most publicized third, second-string quarterback in the history of the NFL.
At least he's actually answering questions. He's not doing his best mime impression.
I mean, come on. He got his fifth-round draft pick.
Patriots and Saints here. This one being played in New Orleans. Patriots favored by 3.5. Don't overthink a game of the week. Patriots?
I'll take the Patriots, too. Yeah. I like how they're playing.
I don't want to get all bold proclamations saying that they're going to make the playoffs, but New England's going to beat New Orleans. So I'll go Pates. Pats, whatever the hell.
Titans and Raiders here. Raiders hosting both 1-4 teams. Vegas favored by 3.5. Give me Vegas.
Yeah, I'll take Vegas too. Tennessee lucked out to
win. Is Bowers playing?
You said probably not. Right?
Well, he was trending in an opposite direction of being on the. I'm going to go Tennessee.
2 in a row.
I think they will find a way to win. Talk about momentum. Now, Raiders going to have to drop a ball before they get in the end zone, and
which they're capable,
and then
of.
Intercept a pass and then drop it, and the other team will pick it up and run it in. But yeah, I'm going to go Tennessee.
All right, Bengals and Packers, your biggest spread of the week. Green Bay favored by 14.5 at home here. Debut in a Bengals uniform for Joe Flacco. It's Green Bay. It's got to be Green Bay.
I think they're going to hit Joe, and they're going to hit Joe, and they're going to keep hitting Joe. So, Michael Parsons is going to have a couple sacks.
Yeah, coming off a bye and a tie.
Yeah.
Green Bay. And look, I love Joe Flacco, and he's never buying a beer in Baltimore ever again, but I think he's toast. And I think he's going to turn the ball over, and they're going to get blown out. Good pack.
All right, 49ers and Buccaneers. It's going to be a pretty good game here. Both 4-1. Tampa Bay favored by 3.5 at home. San Francisco's had a little extra time to rest, the mini-bye, if you will, after that really nice victory over the Rams, but I don't know. I don't see this one. I'm going Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I'm going Tampa also. I like the way Baker's playing, you know, and Mac Jones. I mean, what's he got, a knee and a hit? He got beat up in that Rams game, so I'll take Tampa.
Yeah, I'm going Tampa, and Godwin's not going to play, but Buka, the kid from Ohio State. Hey, White filled in admirably for Bucky. Let's go, Buccaneers.
All right, and Sunday Night Football, Detroit traveling to take on Kansas City. Please, can we get Kansas City out of primetime? We don't need it anymore. It's okay. Let's just move past it. And I smell something fishy here with this line. Kansas City favored by 2.5. I know they're at home, but I mean, come on. The Lions are just way better all around. This is an easy choice for me.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Detroit.
Yeah, I'm taking I think this is Detroit's statement game.
Yeah, I'm with you. Detroit all day. every day.
And lastly, we save the Ravens game for last every week. Rams come in here to take on the Ravens. And last I checked here, still what, that 7.5?
Yep, yes,
7.5 in favor of L.A. My score, 31-21 Rams. I think the Ravens offense gets somewhat back on track, but as we've seen all year, that Ravens defense just cannot be trusted to keep an opposing team down.
I'm total agreement. I got 31-17 Rams. Rams, they can rush the passer. You know, they're good there. And Puka, you know, I mean, they've got a good team.
Rams 38-13. It'll be competitive. Rams will pull away late, put up all the stats you need for your fantasy fun, and LA gets out of here with a win. Ravens dropped at 1-5, and hope Lamar's back for Chicago. Vinny, where are you going?
Penn State. We got the second game tonight, 7 o'clock. So, yeah.
Who are you playing at? Clarksville?
Clarkson again.
Oh, boy.
Clarkson again. And by the time we put, you know, come out and put a whooping on somebody.
There you go. Have a safe trip. Good luck to Charlie and the boys. When we come back, ribbon it with Ryan, me, Nolan, Ryan, talking about a baseball playoffs, Philadelphia heartbreak. They got their asses kicked by the Giants, and then they lose a stunner that they'll be talking about in Philly for many years to come.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.